AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says his plan to end the war in Ukraine has been fine-tuned, and he's dispatching envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Army Secretary Dan Driscoll to meet with Ukrainian officials. Oleksandr Bevs is one of Kyiv's negotiators. He says security guarantees will be crucial.
The United States are quite aware that the level and the character of security guarantees would actually define the sustainability of the deal. I mean, this is not just the part of this deal. This is the part making this deal real and enforceable.
As talks were taking place, Russia launched a wave of overnight attacks on Ukraine's capital, at least 7 people killed. A Ukrainian attack on southern Russia killed 3 people, authorities there said. Economic news, the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index has fallen this month, weak hiring and stubborn inflation among concerns. Retail sales rose slightly in September, up 0.2%, says the Commerce Department. Stocks climbed again. The Dow rallied 664 points, or about 1.4%. The S&P rose 0.9%. The Nasdaq, 0.7%. And Sagar Magani reports President Trump doled out insults at a White House Thanksgiving ritual.
The president's given ceremonial pardons to a pair of turkeys.
Gobble and waddle.
Though he joked they could have been named Chuck and Nancy, as in Schumer and Pelosi.
But then I realized I wouldn't be pardoning them. I would never pardon those two people.
The president also took a shot at predecessor Joe Biden, saying the last turkey pardons were done with an auto pen.
Last year's turkey pardons are totally invalid.
And got in a crack at Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who has rebuffed his planned National Guard deployment in Chicago.
I refuse to talk about the fact that he's a fat slob. I don't mention it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. Wholesale turkey prices are up an estimated 40% this year. Lisa Dwyer on why.
Avian flu shrinking the turkey supply and rising demand for turkey as other meats have become more expensive. Costs for Thanksgiving staples such as cranberry are also up. But there are ways to ease the pain on the wallet.
We're seeing some promotions being implemented in an effort to draw customers into the store.
Food economist David Ortega at Michigan State University.
Consumers can still expect to see a lot of promotions, a lot of sales as we get further into the holiday season.
Discount grocer Aldi is advertising a $40 meal for 10 with 21 items. Kroger says shoppers can feed 10 people for under $50 with its menu of store brand products. Walmart is offering a revamped cheaper meal basket this year as well. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
With more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.